We're in Siman Shin Lamed Daled on Sif Yud Beis. We're holding the Mishaburas. We didn't finish the Mishaburas on Sif Yud Beis. We're holding the Mishaburas Sif Katan Lamed Vav. So, if you have a Sefer Torah, which the letters have become illegible, but there are still 85 letters which are legible, comprised of words, not random letters, but random words, which add up to a total of 85 letters. So there's a halacha of being matzalit. Chayyid Shir Zeh, Yeshadayin Alek Sas Kedusha Sefer Torah. If it has this amount of letters, it has some level of Kedusha Sefer Torah. Why? Mishum Shekein Nimsa Beparshas Vayehi Ben Soya. So the Medrash says,
the fire is burning a Sefer Torah.
Chotzub Amudei Shiva, so that there are seven Sifrei Torah, seven Svarim in the Sefer Torah. So Morris says, what are the seven Svarim in the Sefer Torah? So Sefer Bamidbar is divided into three sections. There is the beginning of the Sefer Bamidbar until in Parshas Baloischa, right before Vayehi Ben Soya. Then there's the Parsha of Vayehi Ben Soya, which like it's its own Sefer, and then from there to the end of Sefer Bamidbar. So there's the four Svarim, and Bamidbar is divided into three separate Svarim. So we look at Vayehi Ben Soya as its own distinct Chumash, or and that wouldn't be Chumash, but it's 1/7, but it's considered like a Sefer. So if that amount of letters, and the amount of letters which are in the Parsha of Vayehi Ben Soya are 85 letters, so that's the smallest amount of letters which would comprise a Sefer. So it's one of the Svarim of the... So even though it's not those letters from there, it's letters dispersed throughout the Sefer Torah, but that's a level of amount of letters which theoretically could have been a Sefer. That's a level of, that bestows upon the Sefer or maintains a level of Kedusha still. Okay. Okay, so in regards to being matzalit on Shabbos, you're matzalit in that situation. Shleimus now, but it has to be complete words. The whole sefer has been erased. It's worn out to the point that the letters are not visible or legible anymore. There are random words, complete words, each one is a complete word, found in different places in the sefer. Which these random words add up to a total of 85 letters. Lafuke, what he's coming to explain, that it's not true to exclude, if these 85 letters are not found in words, but rather rak osias from fuzoris, they're random letters here and there, but not even full words. Shalomahani afshiesh pehe osias. Over there, that would not give it a din of Kedusha to save it on Shabbos. Even though there's 85 letters, but if they're not words, that's a lesser level of Kedusha. But the Mishmur b'chozah hu rak linyan hatzolah midleika av linyan geniza pshita debinan. The safer needs geniza. That's exactly what happened. A safer Torah wears out, you put it in geniza. So that we're not saying. But in regards to the halacha being matzalit on Shabbos and the deleika, and I'm assuming that means with the coolers of being matzah safer, even the chatos and merevus, etc. So that's not going to apply to this because it's not a safer anymore. Okay, fine. Sif Yud Gimel. Yesh Mishaimer, the Megillus Esther, Halva Ein Ba Askaris, Megillus Esther, due to the fact that there's no Shem Hashem there, Imeinu Ksuba Kemishpata, Ashuris, Halor Ubadiyo, Ein Ba Kedusha, Latzila Mimi Hadleika. So it's starting out with a lesser level of Kedusha, and then if you do not keep the halacha requirements which were given at the end of Megillus Esther, i.e., it's missing the fact that it's not Ksav Ashuris, or it's not written on a klaf, or it's not written b'diyo, so then you're not matzalit. Now, the Mishnah is going to point out that this is all talking about the Medina of the Gemara, but Bizman Azeh is not less than any other sefer that we're working with. Okay. Zok the Mishabura Lam El Ches Hoyol. So why there's no Shem Hashem in the sefer? Why is that? So so this Mordechai, which points to that, this thing is a thing for the Mordechai. So the Mordechai gives his explanation why the Shem Hashem is not there. Nation, it no lichter, but don't say parasim odai. When they wrote it, they were writing it to share it with the National Archives of the laws of Dosei Parasim Modai, the Fichal Kosev Oskaris. So it would not be maintained with the appropriate level of respect. So they did not put a Shem Hashem in there. Kimishpata. So if it's not written appropriately with all of the rules, so you're not matzel. Zot Mishabura, we're not going to run Masik the Chozah, who rock Bizman HaTalmud. This is all going back to the time of the Gemara. The Oz, Hayo Oz, Shalat Zila, Elim Ken Ksuba Kilchasa, Kimish Lanit, the Litra Belumibba. You're not allowed to write it and use it unless it was written correctly. But all of the halachas, like we said before. So therefore, there's no din about Zola. But Abul Yidna, Kimin the Mishum, Eis Lassil Hashem, Nitin Lubon by Afil Ksuba bin the Yorub Cholosha. You're allowed to learn Megillas Esther from this item. Even if it's written on paper, you're allowed to learn Megillas Esther from it. Or written in any language. And now it's not less than any other sefer that you're allowed to save.
But this Mana Gemara before the Heter, you wouldn't be maxil anything if it wasn't written Kilchasa.
Okay, is Mr. Burr is really going to address that in the next piece? But it's a good question. Really, Mr. Burr should address this earlier. Okay, now, so, the Rock Vinyanim Ksalba Beloshan Akkadish, Shalubba Diyo, Kim Basam, Vesikri Yeshnaf Gemino. Now, but it's still relevant the following issue. You wrote a Loshan Akkadish, but not with the halacha requirements. Of the O. To call Kisri Kurdish, I feel Imahoy Ksubim Basal Masikra, then Kern Behen. So, Kisri Kurdish, we said before that you wrote Basal Masikra, we said that the leniency was not given for the ink. Shinu Bakal Yoch Liknus the O, come Basal Masikra. Well, Shah was then Mishum Esas Las. So, Chazal never allowed the writing in Sam and Sikra because that was not necessary, like the Mishabura said before in Laman Aleph. Laman Beis, that to Mishana from the Yo, there was not a heter because it's easy to get the Yo, so they did not feel this is an eighth lasos to do that. But since the Shem Hashem is there, written, but it's written, so there still will be a loch of Hatzol, even though you can't learn them, as the Mishabura said in Lamed Beis, if Chazal in Rakhlin and Likras Behem, and Yenatzol, and Midnayad Leika, and Geniza, even as written, Misal Masikra. So Zatim Shabura. Now, what is the why is that? Because of the names of Hashem, which are written there, which are written out in the Shem Havaya. Mashenkim and Megillah, but by Megillah the last Be'as Chorus, it doesn't have a Shem Hashem. So now you can't learn from it because there was no Eitzlas Hashem to write it in the Sama Sikra, and there's no Din of Avatzola because there's no Askaris. That's some of the Sifri Kodesh. They have to be written Dafka with the O. Al Bashar Storm. So even though we were matur not to put it on ore, because that's not so easy to get, and it's more expensive, but the yo is easily accessible. Al Bashar Swarm Shita the Nitam Bizama Sikra, Bain Hekha Shiksum Allah Kurdish, Bain Shiksum Kholosha. But any of any swarm beyond the Tarash Biksav, which Khazal were matter to write it, there was never the yo to start with, so you can write it whatever you want. So you're allowed to write them wherever you want. You can read them wherever you want. And you're matzah them wherever, no matter what. Okay. Says Yudalad. Hakameim sheyesh b'hem psukim, emetzilim nesam b'nei hadalei. Could be a shomer shemad tzilim. So you have a kameya which is not made to learn from, but there are psukim inside of it. So the machlok is whether you're matzil or not. So Mechaber writes the first opinion is a stam that you're not matzil, and he brings a yesh shomer that you are matzil as a yesh shomer. So the mishur, what's the machlok is? Hakameim b'tam de rishana, the kameim ain shayich b'em tam de eslasus l'Hashem. So the heter of eslasus doesn't apply to them because the ain b'zeh tera lumed or lispalo akin also litur b'sam. There's no heter to write them because you can't learn. You don't learn from them. So they're not used for davening or for learning. So there's no eslasus l'Hashem. So you have no right to write them. Yesharman tzir luhu. The second minute holds. Even the Isyai Rishus the Mitzvah Brachus, Yeshdam Rishus the Mitzvah Kameh. Once they gave Rishus the right, they basically made a blanket heter. So you're not matzel them. Mar Bechel Shem Sakana, the Bechel Shem Sakana matzel a Kameh Shalom Yitzia Allah Abderach Malbush. So the same way he's allowed to wear the Kameh, we're talking about a Kameh which we know it's beneficial. So it's Sakhalas of Vashas, so you're allowed to be mounted it. Fine. There's a short scene before, but I'm going to go back to the finish off over here. So what's the Yesharim Shematzilin? Halacha Kidei Rishayna Kamakim Kshesh Bei Maskarish Yesharim the Matzilin. So the Ikur Pesach, like the first sheet, because the Shulchan Aruch presents the first opinion Stam, the second opinion as a Yesharim, and the rule is if you present the first opinion as a Stam, and the second one as a Yesharim, we pass them like this, the opinion of the Stam. So he doesn't say some say this, some say that. He says this is the din, and some say this. So we pass in like the first sheet that you're not matzil. But if there's the name of Hashem there, so that there's more of a mokum to make. Now, take a look.
If there's the name of Hashem there, well,
there's more of a mokum. There's more of a mokum to be makel and to be matzil. Okay, Sharat Siyad and Lamazayin. Going back on the. On the Mishnah Berurah before that, if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, not with the Yo, so we're going to differentiate between Megillas Esther and Shar Svarim, because you can't learn from it, There's no Shem Hashem in Megillas Esther. There is the Shem Hashem in all the Svarim. So all the Svarim Matzah, because of the Skur, is much as opposed to over here. But, and this is all going with this argument, but you have no right to write it in other ink. Because for regards to that, since the Yod was easily, readily available, so they never permitted that, because there's no Eis Lasel Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah, Avon Ksavim B'Loshan Shar Loshan. This is all talking about if you wrote a Loshan HaKadosh. Oz Bein B'Megillah Bein B'Shar Kisvei HaKadosh Nitan Likras Bo V'Metzilim Osab Nei Adaleika Gam Kein Dohel V'Ksub B'Loshan Acher Ein Bo K'Pei D'Linyin D'Yo. So if Rebbeinu says this whole Loch of the Yo is, if you're writing it with Loshan HaKadosh and then you choose not to write it, so we gave you a leniency not to write it Ksav HaShuris because that was a difficult thing to write. We need to make Svarim available. But you're writing Lashon HaKodesh, so just get the Yor ready. So that we're not going to be matur. But if you're writing it in English, so there's no halach of the Yor to start with. So then, once you're being matur, you can write it in English to learn from it, so you can write it in English in any type of ink you want. With that, the El Yerab of Polag Eker Din of the Magad of Ram, Sula, the Ha'idna, Sheitiru, Misham Eis Lasers, Einaf Gemino, Ben Ksibis Bidiyo, Ben Ksibis Bidiyo, Obasam Esikra. That nowadays, that Chazal were matur, they were matur Sam and Sikra as well. In other words, this argument that the Magen Avraham that the Yod is easily available, so there's no reason to be matur it. So he disagrees with that. He says no. Once they're being matur, write it on paper. There's no mile of the Yod. See, if you're writing on cloth, there's no need for, you know, if you run it on cloth, if you want to make it accessible, you want to write it with some other ink, you could do that too. And the Chazanish passes like this El Yerab. Then it gets involved if there's a diak. Skip the brackets. So therefore, what's going to come out is by Megillah, even though it's written Lashon HaKadosh, not Basama B'Sikra, you're allowed to learn it.
Not Basama B'Sikra.
It's written Basama B'Sikra, not B'Diyo. Right? Yeah. So you're allowed to learn from it, and therefore you're Matzalot. Not like this Yesh Mishaymer. And he learns that the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis is arguing on the Yesh Mishaymer. Where the Eli Rabba learns. When he said, Kalkiz of Kurdish, Matsino, Idam Nea, Leika, I feel like Subhasama Vesikra, Ubacholdover, so that's Matur, writing any one of the Swarm, even in the Saman Vesikra. So the Magen Rama came along and said, no, that's going back on Ksubim Bacholoshin. The Ayurabah holds that the language of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really read like that. It says, Kol Kodesh, even in any language, also in Lashon HaKodesh, even if it's written with the Psalm HaSikra, going back in all the scenarios mentioned before, which includes Lashon HaKodesh. So now comes along, and he probably should know, there's Yesh Mishormer says the Megillah is different. But Shulchan Aruch himself holds not like that. That's what the Ayurabah holds.
How is Megillah different?
That's what we were saying before, that you're not matzah by the... Okay, let's go back to the test.
Not matzah by
one. The whole Sif Yud Gimel, I'm not going to repeat the whole Sif again. To me. That's what we said before. Okay. Test above. So this heter of being matzah the safer, matzil and tika safer, ima safer, so you ought to take the container or whatever that they're using to hold the sefer in, so the mantle or something of that sort, together with the sefer. We don't say the heter is you have to leave. You should say the sefer itself. You have to leave all of the trappings behind. And you mount to that as well. Tikat tefillin, imat tefillin. So we're going to say in a second, you're allowed to mount tefillin. She's allowed to mount the bag as well. And furthermore, even if in the bag there's money, you're allowed to be mounts of the teak of the tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah will discuss if you're mechuyev, why aren't you mechuyev to shake out the money before you start carrying the bag with the tefillin. Who did the shark kisvei kodesh? Whatever is holding them, you're allowed to save as well. Mishnah Berurah mem gimel. Even though there's money inside. Okay, now, so the Mishnah Berurah addresses two questions. One question is, we said before, there's one opinion holds you a lot of save money anyway. So what's the chiddush over here with the money? Philadelphia, we showed us the specific base, the opinion before is a base which allowed the ma'at l'hatzamos l'chul min adlik. You're allowed to save money directly when there's a fire. Gam ken nichach, so what's relevant to this halacha? It's still relevant. Okay, so safer you're allowed to carry even to Chatzah Shenah Merevis. The items which you mentioned before, the food and the clothing and this sheet of money is to Chatzah Merevis. Through the fact that the money is with the bag of the tefillin, you can carry it even to Chatzah Shenah Merevis. So that's why that's not a question over here. How these two halachas can be relevant? They're relevant because over here we're being more lenient than over there.
Is it really a kula? In other words, if there wasn't any delay, if it's nothing, if I carry one thing or if I carry two things together in a bag, have I done anything more?
1 second. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says 1 second, but there's a problem like this: the money is muksa. Okay, moving muksa is aser. Moving muksa is aser, even if you carry it indirectly, there's an issue to move muksa. So if I want to move my table, and on my table, the table's not a buses. No problem with buses. There are other things on the table at the beginning of Shabbos. There was a loaf of bread there. So the table's not my life, so I don't keep it at my table, so I'm not worried about that. I want to move the table. But there's something muksa on the table. So there's a loch of nir, you have to shake it off first. You can't carry, you're not allowed to move the table with the muksa, even though you're moving the muksa indirectly. There's a loch of the chazar machayev, you have to shake the muksa off. Except in a scenario when by shaking the muksa off, you're going to damage something, either the item or, even though the item is muksa, either the item or something, there's a hammer on your table, your hammer's going to fly off and smash your vase, you know, right? So there's a nir. So over here, there's no halacha of nir. Shake the money out of the bag. Well, he tzichu lenara mimenu. Over here, chazal were not mechayiv him to shake out the money, even though you know you're going to. Now, over here, the issue is that chazal were matter that even that opinion, which is matter money, is only matter to chatzim merevis. You're taking your tefillin to chatzim shenah merevis. Are you allowed to shep the money along? The chori answer should be no. Right, that's a din of nir. No, since this is a concern over here of saving the safer, so being machmer on getting rid of the money might end up being makel on this, the hatzalah of the safer. They said, just go, run, take it up and run. So that's the cooler, which is ends up being over here. That answer your question?
No, the question was on the Yisr Hotzah. So if I have a heter for the Hotzah of the tefillin, is it more of a chutzah if there's money in there? Do I need a special heter, or is it just I'm doing this?
Reva b'shurim on Shabbos is usher. So most most shitas hold that even with tzir of kli, the inside of a kli, mm-hmm. is still the reva b'shurim. Okay. Still the reva b'shurim. There's a shita that's a rashba, which is mekel. So I mean, there's a Chabetz Chaim in Machne Yisrael. So he has a sefer Machne Yisrael, which he goes through the different kulas for, you know, the halachas with various leniencies for people which were forced to be conscripted into the army. So they're allowed to carry their backpack because that's army issued. If they don't carry it, that's considered court martial worthy. They have to have. So he says, once he's allowed to carry the backpack, we're going to allow him to carry his tefillin and his money inside of the backpack because he needs those things. So we're relying on that shita. But otherwise, we wouldn't be mutter. Um, Okay. Mishnah Brura Mem Dalet. No, fine. Sif Tezai. Imenir Tfilim Baraniki. Perish Kis Malimos. So not only do we have a case where there was money in the Tfilin bag from before Shabbos, and now the fire breaks out, and we say, you know what, just take it as is. So the guy, the fire's breaking out, he says, you know, I gotta save my money. So he takes the Tfilin, he rams it into the bag with all the, where his money is. We're still Yochel Atzilo Me'at the Lake of Ne'aganov Me'gazdonim L'mokim She'ochel Hila Tfilin. Wherever you can take the tefillin, you can take the bag with the money also. Nor even the chotzei she'en emarevus. Yesh v'shomer the hainu da'afka she'nichem shomer erev Shabbos. Okay, so now some say no. I mean, we're not going to allow this because that's exactly what, you know, the whole heter is because we want you to get the tefillin out as quickly as possible. The guy is going to see the fire break out. He's going to run, grab the tefillin, and go find where his money is and take it into the money. It's the exact opposite of what you want. So if the fellow happened to put the tefillin in the, where his money is before Shabbos, in case the fire should break out, because I mean, that was, you know, okay. But to go do it on Shabbos is not mutter. So the opinion is Memdal, welcome. How to feel the chotzei de merevus? Wherever tefillin go, this can go also. V'yesh mishaymer the hainu. So now the simple reading over here, the machaber, is that there's two shittas. The first shita holds yilati on Shabbos. Place the tefillin with the money and then save it. And the second business says, no, that's not mutter. It's only mutter if you place it there before Shabbos. He named it Tazim and Ram, calls it the lekab as I plucked it. No, there's no machloikis. The kuliyama osir lechakila lehaniyak tefillin eitz omos b'shas adleka kre lehatzil omos. Nobody holds you allowed to go, when the fire breaks out, grab the tefillin and go look for your money bag and stick it in the money bag. That you know how to do. I would miniach b'shabbat tefillin eitz olamos if he happened to have done it already, not in conjunction with the fire. V'ach got nafu deleika, she did a shari latzila the kuli alma vein sarak l'nara mos ayin shom. In that case, everybody agrees that it's mutter. So there's no case which is where there's a machloikas. To go on Shabbos and after the fire breaks out and put it with the money is usur. If a person did put it with the money earlier in Shabbos, and then the fire breaks out, it's mutter, so there's no machloikas. That's how they learn. So they're talking two different cases. The Gra disagrees and says, no, that it is a machloikas. And there is shown a gamma chachilah mutter l'niach tefillin eitz amos b'shas adleik ayin shom, which means the first opinion is allowing, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, the Taz Magen are arguing the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Gra, the first opinion holds that when the fire breaks out, he's allowed to go take the tefillin and stick it with the money to save the money. The Sharatzin says, "Mamalov Mashal Shom the Hu Mitzad Kein Alocha," and the Gra learns that we pass and like this opinion, because the Shulchan Aruch's presentation is like that. It brings the first opinion as a Stam, the second opinion as a Yesh Mishomer. So the opinion that it's Mutter, he brings Stam. The opinion that it's Osir, he brings, as some say, and that's the rule. When he brings the first opinion, one opinion as Stam, and one opinion as a Yesh Mishomer, so he's saying, listen, this is the din. And some say that, yeah, but, you know, but this is the din. So he postulates that on Shabbos, if the fire breaks out, he'll be allowed to put his tefillin with the money. Now, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, that this, the second opinion says it's only mutter was there from before Shabbos. That's all talking about this heter that you're allowed to carry it to Chatzos Shenim Rebbes. Avla Hatzel Rishus LaYochid Mavur LaKamei B'Sefiyot Zayin. The Yesh B'Tema Feel Like Yerei Kikar B'Tinik Shenayach Allah B'Shas Adleik. There's another opinion which is holds you allowed to take the money out directly. Forget about the tefillin. You're allowed to take the money out with a halachic fiction of a kikar or a tinnik. That's talking about where there's no hutzah issues. It's going from the burning house into the person's private chatzar, and even it could be even a chatzar merevis. Yeah.
Even a chatzar sheina.
I didn't say merevis. No, dafka merevis.
Only into a chatzar merevis.
No, there's Sima Dre, because we had before the person's private chatzar. Then there's a chatzar merevis, and then there's a chatzar sheina merevis. So over here, it's mutter. The Shemur says mutter to Rishus Yachid. He means even to chatzar merevis. That's what I'm saying. That halachic fiction of saving the money through a kikar or a tinnik is mutter to, not mutter to chatzar sheina merevis, but it's mutter to chatzar, which is merevis. And that's the next sif. Let's see the sif. Yuzayin, yesh matirim lahatzel diskia. Diskia is like a bag. Malei mos, which has your money in it. Ayere kikar a tinnik. So he comes along and he takes the diskia, which is this like leather pouch. Puts the kid on top. Says, "Well, I got to save the kid, you know." And I'm carrying him on the diskia. Now you don't really need the diskia to carry the kid. So it's a halachic fiction that we look at it as if you're using the diskia to save the child, carry the child, and really the whole thing is there's a halakha fiction to have an excuse to carry the diskia. Because I'll remind to that. We have the same idea by mace, the chazal remind to save the mace by putting a kikar or a tinnik on top of the mace, and now you need to carry the that out. So out of that, you carry the mace. The mace, the issue is, even though really it's moving muksa, we look at it as if the primary goal over here is to move the child or the loaf, which is not muksa. And ag of that, you're carrying the money or the mace with. Or a case where there's a potential of plunderers, bandits, etc. This list leniency is only to when we're dealing, the only issue is muksa. But if the issue is carrying the chatzar sheina merevis, that's not mutter. When atzilim swarm, I feel the chatzar sheina merevis. Swarm, however, we were mounted before, and just pointing it out, even though it's really been covered before. Even the chatzar sheina merevis, ulamavi. Pirush malkim she's lost a man on the chaseris shlo nishtatu boy mavat shiye boy sholosh mechitzas velachi. Mavi, we're going to matter it as long as it's enclosed appropriately. So the valid way you enclose the mavi is if it has three walls. So the houses would open into chaseris. The chaseris would open up into like a mavi, like an alley, like a short little road, and from there you go out to Rishus Rav. So that's really surrounded on all sides with the walls of the chaseris, but have doors from the chaseris into it. But it's basically surrounded on all sides, and one end it's open. So the way you deal with that, you have three walls, and then you have the end which is open, you put a lechi there. Just one lechi. You don't need a source of paso. You just need a lechi is sufficient. So now, normally mavi is only mutter if you did sheet of mavuos. So we're going to be matter. The need for sheet of in a mavi is not as significant as the need for erev in a chaseris. So we're going to matter this even without sheet of. As long as it has the proper tikkun of three machitzas and a lechi. Let's leave the shabur for tomorrow. Just